Everybody, here we are, another Wednesday program on BBS Radio, and today is June 10th, 2015, and we're on Station 1 today, and we're on Station 1 on Mondays and Wednesdays, and Station 2 on Fridays and Saturdays. So let's do a clearing here for anybody who's had a situation, something of emotional trauma or something like that that you may have had. So here we go, releasing that from you. Remember, you must think of something. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And let's do something for mental energy. So if you have something going on mentally, here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. And next we're going to bring up the light beam. So here we go. And we'll bring in the male energies. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. That's the first light beam. Next light beam, stronger, stronger, and stronger. Last light beam, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody. So let's see if our co-host is there. Are you out there, Anne?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron. Welcome, everyone. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. And if you aren't aware of it, Ron has a website, creationlightship.com. Be sure and check that out. There's much information there, many free clearings, and it will benefit you greatly. So please go there as soon as you can. We're all happy to be here, Ron. Do we all feel like we're in the present moment and centered and ready to listen to you tonight?
Feels good to me.
Oh, good. Happy to hear that. Okay, I'm going to start with a testimonial. It's very interesting. It's actually a two-part, so I'm going to read the first part first. I made a discovery today, of which I believe is a result of doing the mind-to-heart drop and the Be Here Now clearing several times a day. Almost immediately this morning, after doing the Be Here Now clearing, I sustained a paper cut from a file folder, which can bring intense pain. But I felt no pain. My non-attached reaction was to look at the finger with no thoughts in my mind, to treat it, and continue with my work. 15 minutes later, I again looked at my finger, and my finger was healed. I believe what happened was, if the thought gets into your mind, there is pain, and you feel it. But if it doesn't, you experience no pain, just continued healing. Thank you, Ron, for constantly telling us to do these healings daily and for the healings.
That's very good, yeah. That's why it's probably maybe easier when I do clearings like on the radio program here for people, because mind energy isn't as attached, because you're not in mind energy during the show. After the show, you might be, and before, but during the program, normally you're not going to be in that mind energy, and when you're not in mind energy, then you can just have a healing that takes place probably instantly. That's kind of how I see it. I know it's much harder once you look at something, you know, like if you have some kind of condition or something and they get an x-ray or whatever, it'll be pretty difficult to have that healed because you cemented it in place. So that's kind of how I see how some of the healings can or cannot work for you, mainly because of the situation that you're dealing with. Might just be something that you looked at, you saw wrong with you, and right away you could have problems because you put it back into place by looking at the energy or an x-ray or something or believe something. At that point, it's more difficult. So back to you.
Right, and I get that. And even something like, we can't help it, like this listener said, she knows that when you get a paper cut, it really hurts a lot because we've had those experiences, and then that's like a program in our mind, right? We have an expectation and a belief, and then we sort of get what we set ourselves up for, right? Not ourselves, but we have all these programs in our mind.
Yeah, yeah, that is correct, uh-huh.
It's like the what always happens syndrome.
Always happens, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, and so she was able to stay peaceful. That's great. So thank you, listener, for sending that in. That's really helpful for people, and all of Ron's clearings are so helpful. So the same person continues to say, yesterday I had to go to the bank, and no one much was around. It was very early in the morning. I came out of the bank, still didn't see anyone, then suddenly heard a female voice several feet behind me asking me how I was and saying she liked my outfit. I half turned around and saw it was a tall woman, black hair, color of skin was dark beige. Her attire was similar to the 1950s. I did not respond, just kept going. This morning, had to go to the office supply store, had the same experience. Different lady, this one was dressed in 1960s clothing. Her hair color was very dark beige. She called out to me the exact same words verbatim as the lady from yesterday. I may start taking my phone out with me so I can take a photo if it happens again.
Very interesting. Wow.
Yeah.
Holy moly. Yeah, probably had weird things happening. Yeah. So
yeah.
Back to you.
Right. And actually, I've been listening to a lot of archives lately, and one of them you talk about time travelers and that people might be coming back here to kind of check us out and look at us, and that might be what she's seeing, right?
More than likely, I would say yes. Uh-huh.
That's so fascinating. Okay, we have a listener who's being, I guess, messed with over a lot of number items. She's trying to or was trying to rent a car, and they wouldn't take her card. They wanted to see utility bills. She had, the card is good and there's plenty of coverage for it. Then they wanted her bank account information and username and password, and then they wanted her car's VIN number. So there was a lot of craziness all around money. I mean money probably too, but numbers especially. It seemed like they were really hitting this listener on, Ron. So how can a person clear that if something like that happens in their lives?
Boy. I think here. Maybe the NATO chart clearing with those numbers. They're trying to find those numbers back to,
Right.
But that's pretty strange. But, everything is strange here, so.
Yeah, not that unusual that it's strange, right?
Right. I mean,
okay.
Maybe the NATO chart with the number clearing on it would work out fine.
And maybe also the alien keyword intercept. I really like pairing those up.
Yes.
And then it's a little bit, a little different, and but kind of a similar question or statement. As we who follow Creation Lightship, True Source Energy, and we are freeing ourselves from the matrixes and know that we have an ongoing spiritual battle. After doing some research, I found out about an old land law system that was corrupted to set up a system allowing your body to be considered land separate from the spirit. It could then be registered. So this listener basically has figured out that this must be what the aliens have done to us, and then they put these barcodes on it, and it's just like registering us. And this is all dark side agenda. Ron already knows this, but we who follow Creation Lightship have to connect the dots. So the aliens, as we know, are controlling all of our governments and people, so he's timeline crashing with several words being trapped and enslaved by all state and federal governments. And he's suggesting that all listeners do some of those timeline crashes, and that will help all of us get off of those timelines and dismantle the matrixes that have robbed us and take some of our power back. And it also sounds like this is a very nice sort of going along with what you've been doing for us lately, Ron, and getting rid of a lot of the mind matrixes.
Yeah, I would say that would probably help out too, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And we have a request of a sample, Ron. Could we please do one entity clearing of someone we are thinking about? Thank you.
Okay, so here we go. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, oh boy, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. All right, so let's see how that's doing for you, everybody. Back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. When we are listening to the shows and we have a light being or the set of light beings that you activate up on our computer screens or our TVs or on our phones or whatever, does that help us get rid of some entities also?
I would say probably yes, uh-huh.
That are in our space? Good.
Yeah, because if they're there, they may not even want to show up. So,
right.
Very possibly, yes.
Great. Okay, so we don't like to mention physical issues too much on the shows anymore. But someone has an issue with their teeth and gums, Ron, and they're asking what clearing should they do for that issue?
Well, I'd probably go into the body jumpstart. Do that one. We also have, you know, the conference calls that we do. In fact, we're doing them this weekend here. Saturday and Sunday is when they're starting. So you may want to get on those. And then we have the three consecutive eight-hour conference calls on Sunday. So, and, you know, work with your mouth issues too. So I would say just whatever you can do, you know, either that or maybe the body jump start. Back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Also, this person, because I don't think there's anything specifically for teeth, the body jump start, of course, is wonderful, but also if it's an ongoing problem, they could use the special clearing, right?
If you wanted to get into that, yes, that could do it also. But the body jumpstart might be a much better way of approaching it. But, you know, because you're getting a bunch of clearings there.
Right. And could you have entities, like, attached to your teeth and gum, too?
Of course, yes. Uh-huh.
Wow. So that's a good one to do. Okay. So somebody wrote in to say that they asked to sample of the bites and stings clearing. I think I remembered that, and you did that for us, Ron. And then they realized that they had gotten it, I guess, was more, you know, than they thought was going on. So they did they timeline crashed the rash and the itching, and it's eased now, but she still has some scars. They feel it was poisonous carcasses and so forth. But they're thanking you for the sample, and I guess that got the healing process started.
Right.
So, okay, that's something. So someone has a question about peace versus love. Since they don't know what that peace is, they would rather feel the good feeling they believe is love. They don't know neutral, which is so much better, which is peace. The kids' movie called Monster, Inc. uses the joyous playful exuberance. Oh, by the monsters, if their misery, if not their misery, crying and so forth. I think you talked about the movie Monsters, Inc. recently, Ron, and basically the monsters steal energy by frightening children, and then one monster is playful with the child, and they find out they can get even more energy from the children if they're happy and laughing. So I believe you already have expressed that that's like, you know, exactly what the aliens do to us. They take our energy.
Yep, that's correct. That's, I can do a clearing for that. So let's see here. Let's do a clearing, mention about being happy. So let's take that happiness that you have had. Think of a time that you're really happy. And just see if you can feel the emotions on it. And what we'll do is take that away and give you peace energy in its place. So here we go. And people may not want to do this. I don't know. You know, they may want to hang on to that joyous, happy feeling. But remember, you're being used on timelines. So if you felt something happening 5 years ago and you thought how great it was, you were on timelines probably still 5 years ago. You want to turn that into peace so they won't connect with you. But here we go. So, one. Boy, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Getting more peace energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So just see how you're feeling now. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you so much. That's a tricky one. You know, it's true what the listener was saying, that we want to be feeling good, believing that we feel good. So things like love, traditionally, is, you know, that's what makes us feel good. And okay, there was one a comment. Okay, sorry. Give me 1 second here. What do you recommend as a healing? Since my parents were in a cult and did things like gave away all of our money and moved to a new location, how can I get that out of my life?
Well, you want to probably do the dark side practitioner on your parents. So that's what I would probably do. Just continue that one for a long time. You know, you want to probably hit that a lot. Then also, you know, what you find disturbing, do timeline crashes on it. Timeline crashes.
Okay.
Else you could add to that?
No, just that it's kind of one of the ones that might be a little more complex, because does that mean, well, dark side practitioner is a really good one. Might that also be religious indoctrination if the person was like kind of indoctrinated into it also?
Yeah, that would be good too. And then we have the God clearing online too. Get rid of that energy. But,
right.
Yeah, all those would be helpful. Just kind of see where you want to enter into, you know, your clearings with that. Remember, the dark side practitioner probably is what you may want to get into at first. So, the dark side practitioner is designed to release the energies that is connected to you through somebody's maybe intention of bringing you into something you don't want to get involved with. So anyway, there we go.
Okay. Okay, someone wrote in to say that they are on your email list, but they don't get emails very often. And they don't want to miss anything, though they listen to our shows, and sometimes live. So I just bring that up to remind us to say, please go to Ron's website and sign up to get his emails. And it's true, Ron does not send out a lot of emails. He sends one or two every month, I believe, just as a reminder for the 8-hour conference calls. But then also, when the time comes, when he's going to do some special healings, you will be notified that way, in addition to we will announce it, of course, on these shows when the special healing events come up. But don't hesitate to sign up for those. And the other thing I wanted to say that reminded me to say is I totally understand listening to these shows on archives because we all have busy lives and it may or may not, you know, be a good time for you to listen. But I really recommend that you at least come on the live show on Saturday night because it's really worth it because that's when we take our trip to the lightship. Okay, we have... Go ahead. I'm sorry, Ron.
So I could do a... let's do a God clearing. I don't think I've ever done this before, so here we go. This is if you've been to a church, just think of that, and maybe you pray to God or something. So think of the times that you did that. Maybe a couple of times, we'll say. And here we go, releasing that energy from you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, see if that energy has helped you. Back to you, Ann.
Very interesting, Ron. When you did that, I flashed on this church that I used to go to all the time when I was a kid. Just really quick, I got a picture of that, so I know something got cleared for me. So thank you. We have a request for a sample of the anger clearing, Ron, if you wouldn't mind doing that.
Okay, I think of when you were angry. Here we go. So, releasing that energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke.
Okay. And okay, somebody wrote in how to help a family member who saw a blue orb around his home with his young 12-year-old daughter. We think the sounds and the girl calling for him was from the smart meter outside his bedroom window on his home. So I guess they're saying like there was some kind of entity or alien calling, trying to attack the daughter through a blue orb, and he's asking how to help protect them.
I would keep the light beam up and probably get on the alien attack page. So that's what I would do.
We'll keep the light beam up too. That's a good one.
Yep, just
you
keep
know,
it up.
And right, and of course, another thing for I think it's a very nice gift is if you buy one of those pictures of the light beings that Ron has on his website, and then you can have it in a little frame, maybe in the child's bedroom or something, and that would be helpful too. I guess as upsetting as these things are, Ron, in a way, when you see something like that, it's a blessing because you know what's going on. How many people don't know what's going on?
Yeah, and they can't do anything about it. So
right. And they just think maybe this house doesn't feel good, or this child is misbehaving, or this person's always angry, and we can kind of figure those things out.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, this just came in, Ron. Isn't the Leviathan, I don't know what that is, but Leviathan, I think I'm saying it right, instrumental in a lot of our problems?
I have no clue.
Okay.
What
I'm
that
not
is.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know what that is either. It sounds biblical. That's all I can say. It sounds like it came from the Bible. Okay, you were asking about movies, too, the other day, you know, kind of recommending movies. And have you heard of a movie called The Kingsman, Ron?
A little bit. I don't know. Have to see what it looks like. I haven't seen it yet.
It sounds like kind of a mind control thing where they used a microchip to control people's emotional state through their phones. That's very interesting. I don't want to give spoilers about the movie, but that might be an interesting one for people to watch. Thank you, listener, for sending that in.
I might check that out. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. And a woman wrote in a week or so ago, I think it was, that their dog kept staring at a certain place in their living room. And you thought perhaps there was a vortex there and recommended the space clearing, and they did that, but the dog is still staring in that corner. So what do you think is going on, Ron? Does she need more of the space clearing, or is it something else, or should she just not worry about it, just ignore it?
Well, that's a good question. Maybe it's something else then. Why? Dog keeps looking at something. There's something there. I don't know what to say. Unless it's an entity sitting there or something else, but it felt like a vortex to me. So maybe I just do a release. Face clearing. I don't know what else to say, you know, for that type of situation.
Huh. Yeah, it's funny because I find the space clearing extremely powerful. I've done it several times, and you really know that that's been run. You know, the place feels completely different, so I can't imagine there'd still be some kind of vortex there. But the dog is doing something. Okay, well, maybe something will come to you, Ron.
Yeah, other than that, you know, it'll maybe do some timeline crashes. Maybe see if there's some kind of history with the house or something going on before you moved in. That's one way to look at it.
Right. Okay. Okay, we have another request, Ron. Could we please do an implant removal for an implant near the heart? Thank you, Ron.
Okay, here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And just see kind of what that does there. It still feels pretty heavy. It may need a lot of work done to it. Again, you know, the alien attack phase might be your remedy there.
Okay, that's interesting, Ron. Can you explain, we talk more about barcodes, but what exactly is an implant? And are those always things that the aliens have given us?
Yeah, some type of energetic device, could be physical, but it's where they could connect to you and maybe download information into your body. So that's what kind of implants do. They can also regulate your body. They could also regulate means they could maybe change your blood pressure, change your temperature, and change your thought patterns. So there's all different things they can do to you with an implant. So that's sort of the ins and out of that. But the alien attack page would be your best remedy to help yourself out with that.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, that's very interesting that the person is aware that they had an implant in a certain part of their body. I guess, again, we can at least say it's a blessing on one level because we know what's going on. We know what's happening to us. Okay, so someone wrote in about skin changing. So I don't know if their skin is changing. Could it be timelines changing DNA by experimentation to make all skin color the same to unify all races into one race?
Well, I guess that could be a possibility. I think there'd be a lot to do besides that. That would just be something that'd be, I don't think it would matter that much. I think they'd want to do a lot more than that, but mainly it's mind control. So the skin color really wouldn't matter too much where, you know, the mind control would. Oh, you know, unless they're trying to bring in another life form here or change something or test two babies and things like that or have a new replicated and brought in with a different skin color or shade of color, we'll say, then the main thing is that's not going to bring them forward on controlling you because you have a different color skin. You know, they're trying to get you, you know, with your energies of mind control and thought patterns, working on your emotions. So the color of the skin probably won't matter too much. It could be possible that they have, you know, a new cloned Earth someplace or something, and they want everybody with the same type of pigment. And so they're doing that here to abduct people, maybe their children, offsprings, you know, to go there. So they're changing the pigment on people, maybe for another Earth. That could be what I would typically would think more than anything that would be happening here. But you're already here. So why would they want to change that, you know, unless they want to use it elsewhere and use this as their breeding grounds? So back to you.
Yeah. Okay, Ron. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. I personally have not really noticed that, but maybe I don't, you know, look at people enough. So let me see. We've got some new comments just coming in. Thank you, people. Okay. Somebody's having a problem with bees. Their husband got stung by a bee and had an allergic reaction last month, and you suggested doing the sting, you know, bites and stings clearing. But for some reason, now the man seems to be attracting bees, and wherever we go, there are a lot of bees around him, and they're landing on him and running into him a lot. Does this need to be timeline crashed, they're asking?
Yeah, I would try that if he doesn't want to have bees or get stung, you know. Bees don't only sting for, you know, to protect themselves or to protect the hive. So it sounds kind of strange that, you know, that's happening. Maybe he has a barcode on him, those reoccurring barcodes that show up. That's somehow being used with his body energy, bees possibly. So, you know, I don't know. I just talk to the bees too, see if they'll go away, you know, ask them what they want. Well, that's some people do that also when they see things coming around them. I don't know how to really answer that. I would probably do timeline crashes on it, you know, and see if you can get off that timeline where you're attracting bees. So back to you. And
okay.
Maybe it's time in his life where maybe his ancestors at that same age, maybe they somehow, you know, years ago went out and got a beehive and they wanted to get honey and they got stung a lot, or a person got stung a lot. Now, that was the same age that he is now, and you're just recycling the past. Well, you know, you may look at that also, but that's dealing with timeline crashes from the past. Else you can think of for that, and maybe it's on a psychic billboard, too.
Ooh, that's good. The psychic billboard is so powerful. That's an amazing clearing for $20 a month. That's a great one. Bees do not see me. Wow. Ron, since we're on that subject, and it is getting to be summertime for most people, could we have a sample of the bites and stings? Clarence?
Yeah, just think of a sting that you may have had or a bite. So here we go. See if we can take away the energy from that one particular time that it happened to you. I don't think very many listeners right now actually have a bite or sting, but you have had something in the past. Releasing that energy from you, you get to think of it naturally. So here we go. One, releasing it. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, that helped anybody. Back to you.
Okay, Ron. Yes, we'd love to have your comments. We have another message about a movie, Ron. Halle Berry is in a movie about some of the things that Ambassador Ron speaks of. It is disturbing. Can you watch it, Ron, and tell us if there's anything to it? It says View Movie, I guess it's coming out in July, July 1st. And they think the name is Extant, E-X-T-A-N-T. I have not heard of that. I have not heard anything about it, but we'll try to keep our eyes open for it.
Okay. You know, I'll keep my eyes open. That'd be great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so the listener who wrote in before about Leviathan wrote back in to say that that is an alien race. And it's actually listed on our alien attack page. So that's very interesting. I'm wondering if this listener has been doing the alien attack clearing and perhaps noticed that something got released from him from clearing that particular race. So
it's
I guess the question is, do you feel that that's a particularly strong or bad one, Ron, that's causing us a lot of problems?
I don't know. There's so many of them that I you know, deal with. I don't always get their names, you know.
Right. Right. And you probably put that list up a long time ago, right, of all the different...
Yep, and I don't really tune into that, the races that are there, because I just deal with what comes, you know, in front of me and on my plate to deal with, you know.
Right.
So, fortunate that there's that many races that are, you know, like in the South, put it that way.
Right.
A lot more.
Yeah. Well, thank you, listener, for sending that in, because I know when I do the alien attack page, there is a drop-down box, but I usually set it to unknown because I don't really know any of the, you know, just the few that you have talked about and cleared, Ron, really, and I don't really care to know more about it, so I pretty much leave it on unknown. But that's very helpful, so maybe any of you who are doing the alien attack want to choose that one, you know, and see if you get a strong release from it.
Yeah, maybe the listener could, if they're listening now, I think they probably are, since they wrote in, maybe they could write in when that alien race, if they know when it attached to them or connected to them, and for what reason and how did it affect them. Maybe they know about that already. You know, remember, some people, you know who's harming you. Well, they go, oh, yeah, this race here is doing it. I already know that, you know. And so this, let's just see if that person is able to give us a clue of what's going on.
Right, right. Okay. I guess on, okay, let me see here. Okay, we have a request for a healing for our hands, Ron. And you've done a lot of that, taking away the clone, like making our hands not be cloned anymore. I don't know if you want to do that again. This listener says, the mind heart drop helps me stay in peace. That's the best thing, and I do it every day. But I guess they have a problem with one of their hands.
Boy. I don't know what to say on this one because, you know, you could have... your hand... we'll just ask a question and see if they come back here. Does your hands look like they belong to you? Okay. I worked on a lady, long time ago. And as I was checking her out, her hands were actually... hands of a male, because they were different. They weren't soft. They were very strong hands. The wrists and everything else above that was female, but the hands that she had was no hands. So possibly, maybe she's out in the Beyondo and got her hands, say cut off. And then the aliens put on male hands onto her. Oh, it would be like a Frankenstein type of situation, we'll say. Oh, and she functioned fine with them, but they were not the female's hands. So let's see if that person has one of their hands that does not look like it belongs to them. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you. Would it be possible to, I don't know, do something like maybe a pain release from our hands, or I don't know, pick one or something?
Well, maybe it's entities. Maybe entities have attached to her hand, making problems. So here we go.
I actually thought of entities first, and then pain sort of came out of my mouth. So maybe that would be nice.
We'll do that. So here we go. Release entities out of one hand of your choice. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. And I hope that, gave this that listener some relief. Hope she was listening tonight. So a listener from New York sent in a very interesting email about something that happened, I think it was a week or so ago now. And there's something that goes on in New York, and I guess they've named it Manhattan Henge, and there's some kind of sunset event that happens at certain times of the year. And like the sun, it makes a certain light shine, and a lot of people stop and look at it. And so New Yorkers probably have happened. Oh, she actually says it happens two times a year at a certain intersection on the east side. And she just wants you to know and everyone to know that she timeline crashed it, and it didn't happen the way it was supposed to. So she thinks that that stopped a lot of abductions because
people
stop in the street and stare at it and stuff.
Yep, that's how you get abducted, yep.
She said that people would get mesmerized.
Very good.
Yeah, so that's a great testimonial to the timeline crashes, and she's going to let everybody know in July when that's going to happen again, and then maybe some, especially people in New York, could do some more timeline crashes on that so it doesn't happen again. You know, in other words, she'll let us know when it's supposed to happen, and then we'll fix it. Okay, you have two healings, Ron, that you do kind of in person or over the phone, the Century Physical Body Clearing and the Master 4-in-1. And are you doing those right now, or you've been very busy, I know, recently?
I'll probably start doing them again maybe month and a half from now.
Okay, great. And okay, and then can you tell us what the pricing is on those two? Do you know what those are off the top of your head?
I think they're both $150 apiece. And when
okay.
you do the 4-in-1, what I do is have you do the planet star vortex clearing. And then when you pay for the 4-in-1, I knock off $50 for you. Then it's $100. So you want to get that clearing first before you do the 4-in-1. And also, it's good to do the dark side practitioner clearing, as I'm finding that there are people that have had a lot of energetic hits, and that clearing can also maybe get in the way of your twin flame coming in or causing problems with you that you don't know about it. So it's always good to get the 4-in-1 before you do that. Get the Thanastar vortex clearing. And they get the dark side practitioner.
Okay.
Don't know who it is or what's happening, then at least do the curse of Texas spells, you know, for different parts of your lifetime there. As everybody thinks of you and thinks maybe poorly of you at times, and that's giving you an energetic hit. So, you know, people, that happens all the time. People look at you and judge you, and then they're giving you an energetic hit. So you want to get that energy off of you, that clearing, with a lot more clarity. So back to you.
Okay. So the listener who wrote in about that alien race, Leviathan, yes, I had a very deep spiritual sensation about them when doing the alien attack clearing. Like maybe I touched into a critical, problematic area. Okay, so that's very helpful. Could we have a quick sample, Ron, and maybe disconnect us from that group since we mentioned it a few times on the show tonight?
Yeah, let's see what we can do here. So, releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke.
Okay. I have a nice okay, well, here's an interesting question. If the creation lightship can bring back soldiers and fix them, why can't it fix Jesus and bring him back?
Well, he never wanted to come back.
He's leaving
that
to you, right?
Yep. So that's it. That's the answer. Been there, done that, probably.
And right.
Probably not in judgment, but you know, it didn't work then. To try to evolve people here. So this place is basically dark side planet because people choose to live in darkness. So it's pretty difficult to reach people.
Right.
Don't want to live light. The people listening to the calls and the radio programs and things are striving for that, but as you know, most other people around you don't care. So they're into the instantaneous gratification that the darkness gives them. You're in duality. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, we have a testimonial here. Dear Ron, thank you so much for bringing forward the creation lightship healings and tools. I have been using them diligently for several years. I finally get what you mean by being what you want to do or have in your life. I now feel it in my body. After thousands and thousands of times stating, I now increase my life force energy, I trust the feeling that my spirit is in my body and recognize that that is the way to have power on this planet.
Very good, yeah. So, yeah, without your spirit being with you, you know, you're basically, in a sense, powerless to overcome situations. So that's why you want to have your spirit with you. Firstborn is fully with you, and then as you get older, you maybe want to get it back, not realizing that you forced it out of your body by being in mind energy. But most people won't understand that at all, because actually you need to think to live here, but you can, once you start understanding what it's like, you can live with your spirit and body energy totally out of time, or at least out of mind energy. And that's when you're being creative, and you're always creative, just that you don't know that you're not doing that, and with your spirit knowing what you're doing. So most people get into the mental realm and try to analyze everything in darkness, and your spirit can never come forward, always analyzing situations, something for the future to happen, right of your past. You know, there's a great motivator of darkness. So a lot of people live in fear, past and heard of things that could happen to other people. It may not ever happen to you or anybody else, but some people, once they hear one particular negative thought, kind of like Chicken Little, the sky's falling, then they take that on as their own truth. Not ever happened, but they can bring it to them by keep thinking about a given situation, because then they're put on timelines. And then you live on those timelines, and as long as you have to be on timelines before it manifests in the physical here for you. That's why you do timeline crashing. You're already involved with a situation that came upon you, and you do timeline crashing to get off of that particular situation or out of that mindset. Because you're in a mindset that the aliens are happy to give you and to take you and clone you out and bring you into many, many timelines. Ever at peace as you start worrying about things, thinking about things, being fearful. Fear is one of the big things. That's why you want to do an emotional whole lifetime clearing, and then maybe if that didn't solve your fear issues, then go fear clearing. Because if you don't do your whole lifetime emotional clearing, you're going to always be in fear and anxiety and everything else. Because that emotional clearing is the main one that opens the door to all the other ones. If you don't do your whole lifetime emotional clearing, you're going to be suffering a whole lifetime. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Well, unfortunately, it's kind of time to go. We're at the end of our show. We did have some more things and comments to read, but we'll get to them on Friday. Our next show is this coming Friday at 7 p.m. Pacific time. So I hope you all be listening then. And let's see, tomorrow is the clone clearing call, right, Ron? That's $20 at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, that you can join us by just going on the website and signing up. And Friday is the entity removal, correct? Also,
yeah,
at 5:30.
Correct.
So hopefully we'll be seeing everybody there. And we can just go out, Ron, if you want to do the mind to heart drop, that would be great. Bye, all.
Hey, thank you. And we have our 4-hour and 8-hour call.
Oh, it's this Saturday. That's right. Thank you. This Saturday is the 4-hour call, and the 8-hour is on Sunday.
Hey, everybody. So here we go. Let's do the mind to heart drop. So, and your spirit will take the thoughts inside of your head, drop them into your heart. And here we go. Dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, you should be at peace now. Enjoy your peace, and we'll see you later. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Evening.